Today, we're going to discuss part two of the three-part segments. Workout 101, Workout 201, and Workout 301. So you've made your commitments and stuck to them. Now it's time to step it up. Whether you have decided this because you have hit a plateau, or just think it's time to move beyond getting your feet wet. Just like our brains, our bodies get a little bored with the same old routine. And because of this, sometimes we stop seeing the results we were getting when we first started working out. So today, I want to talk to you about how to step up your routine and move beyond your plateau. For those of you working with trainers, your professional guide should have a few tricks up their sleeves to get your workout out of a funk. But for those of you that are going at it alone, here are a few things that you can do to give your body a little confusion and add some challenges to move beyond your workout rut. As we have discussed before, a warm-up is vital to a good workout. Your warm-up should still consist of 10 minutes of cardio and some stretching. Much of this will seem like the same old song and dance. So mix it up and add some dynamic stretching. Dynamic stretching is a form of stretching beneficial in sports utilizing momentum and form. Here are a few examples of how you can add dynamic stretching to your workouts. Leg lifts. Swing one leg out to the side and then swing it back across your body in front of your other leg. Repeat 10 times on each side. Feel wobbly? Hold on to a steady object. Butt kicks. While standing tall, walk forward with an exaggerated backswing so that your heels come up to your glutes. When this is easy, try it while jogging. Do 10 reps on each side. Pike stretch. Get in a pike position. Hips in the air. Put your right foot behind your left ankle. With your leg straight, press the heel of the left foot down. Release. Repeat 10 times on each side. Now you've stretched out and ready to hit those weights, right? So what can we do here to rev up that routine? Some obvious answers to that question may be adding more reps or increasing your weight. If those 5-pound dumbbells aren't challenging you anymore, rack those weights and pick up some 10s, or 15s, maybe 20s. If your routine still needs some spice, try kicking it up a notch by adding some different moves to your routine. You can also improve your results by adding more days in the gym, or getting in more total body workouts. If these don't cut it for you, and you are looking for something new entirely, I suggest a HIIT workout, or high intensity interval training. Start by adding one HIIT day per week, or incorporating some HIIT moves into your workouts. Dumbbell or kettlebell swings, jump squats alternating, jump lunge thrusters are a few that you can try. Finally, go back to the cardio and stretching. If you want to rev these up, try adding resistance to your elliptical machine or moving from the elliptical to the treadmill. You can also increase your resistance or speed. But if these leave you looking for more, try interval training. Interval training can supercharge your fitness, boost your metabolism, burn off that extra fat, and start reaching those goals that you have set for yourself. Sprint intervals. An example of a sprint interval would be running at full pace along a stretch of field for 30 seconds. Another would be an indoor cycle spending 15 minutes stimulating a climb on the bike. Rest intervals. The periods of recovery are called rest intervals. During a rest interval, athletes do not stop the activity, but generally exercise at a low intensity, which allows the body to recover from the sprint interval. The length of these rest intervals are determined primarily by your fitness levels and the type of the sprint interval. The intervals are important. The basis of the interval training is to ensure that your sprints are done at an optimal intensity. Without sufficient rest, your interval training will resort back to an aerobic type of activity. It's time to try new things and move beyond your plateau. remember to push yourself and your limits, and you'll see those results you're aiming for. Hit those weights and burn those calories, and you'll be ready for swimsuits and shorts before the sun hits Seattle. For KSCR, this is Colin Johnson.